Steve Dale back with you on WGN. That is from a Stephen Sondheim show, one of the many, 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 many shows you can see as a part of Chicago Theater Week. And hear from the League of Chicago Theaters, Marissa Lynn Jones. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, you know, we're following Dean Richards, who's one of the great supporters, advocates for Chicago theater, who's been on this radio station about as long as I have, actually, a little longer. And he always promotes, I try to promote Chicago theater. We do have, I think that maybe, you'll tell me what you think, a lot of the people who live here don't know necessarily the significance in several ways of Chicago theater.
Oh, yes. We are America's Theater City. We're claiming that. We are
the... Is that the new moniker?
That is the new moniker.
And forget about you, New York.
Yeah, no. No, New York. It's Chicago all the way.
I like it.
We have over 200 theaters across the city and Chicagoland area. We have the storefront theaters. I said this a couple of days ago, but we give people Broadway before Broadway knows it's Broadway, right?
Sometimes.
We bring the actors and playwrights to other stages and to TV and film. So it's
what
right here.
What show was it that just did just that? I interviewed David Foster. I can't think of the name of the show. Forgive me. And
there's a lot of them.
That was recent. And it's before Broadway. It's before Betty Boop.
Beautiful production. It was so much fun. Broadway in Chicago. Yes, it was colorful. It had you moving and dancing in your seat, and the lead, she was amazing, her voice.
And now, because of Chicago, it goes to Broadway.
Yeah, we are a test. They call us the test city, but we really bring all of the talents from across the nation right here. And they use our audiences, they use our people to see whether the show is good, whether they can take it on.
So Chicago audiences, I'm told, are kind of a melting pot in so many ways. First of all, it's a discerning audience because Chicagoans know theater.
Yes, we do.
We expect quality. But on the other hand, it's a generous audience, and it's one that all of the time, we'll be talking later in the program from an actor who appears in the Golden Girls show in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he, in this case, was telling me that they've made adjustments to the show just because of what the audiences in Chicago are saying.
This is where playwrights can come and they can listen to the response. They can make adjustments, you know, during tech rehearsal and previews before they open the show to make sure that they have the right script, the right people, the right people on stage. And so it's really a learning experience for a lot of people. And yes, we're very forgiving. We're a big theater family here in the city.
Well, the other thing that I've noticed, particularly after the pandemic, is that there's an appreciation in a different way.
Yes.
I don't think I've been to many productions, just a few, where there wasn't a standing ovation.
There's
every
so much
time,
yes.
You know, and you go to New York City, the audiences don't necessarily do that. You go to other cities, they don't necessarily do that. In Chicago, if the audience likes the production,
we jump on our feet.
Yeah.
We have to show the appreciation to the artists who work so hard, not just the artists on stage.
You've noticed this too?
Yeah, there's all of the crew members backstage,
all
of the designers, everyone who gave their work and love. And we really, really do appreciate good work. We appreciate work in progress, right? So we have people who will go see a show again to see how it changed and, you know, support the different theaters.
So we've got Broadway in Chicago.
Yes.
So those are the shows that were on Broadway that come to Chicago.
Yes.
We have Broadway in Chicago shows that were, like we were talking about, the shows that are about to go to Broadway.
Yes.
We have the storefront theaters. That,
yes, these are our core here in Chicago.
And, you know, that's the great thing about these theaters, frankly, they don't cost a lot. So you can have fun out. I mean,
they're giving back to their communities in that way.
Well, they are. And it's, you know, I personally, there's nothing wrong with going to the movies. But the movies have gotten more expensive. Those storefront theaters are about the same cost as they have been. So it's actually about the same thing. And you could see live theater And you could see the movies at home now on Netflix.
Yeah, there's nothing like live theater. You never know what might happen. I saw, was it The Wiz and the witch was saying, Dorothy, give me your shoes. And somebody in the audience said, don't do it, Dorothy. You can't get that watching, streaming or,
something
on TV that's the same every time.
Well, I want to talk about what the League of Chicago Theaters is. I want to talk about Chicago Theater Week.
Yes.
And how we can all celebrate and maybe save some money. I'm all about saving people money. So we can do that as well. And we're going to learn about some productions either coming to town or that are in town when we come back. We are talking with Marissa Lynn Jones, who is the CEO. Is that right?
Yes, at League of Chicago Theaters.
Yes. Hooray. We can't name possibly all the shows. Are there some highlights of shows that are... Let me back up one step. So these are shows that are from Theater Week in Chicago.
Yes.
And there's a bonus week. We couldn't have you on last week. There was this football game.
Small
little game. But we have you on now. When does this go through and what does this mean for your pocketbook? You save money.
It's February 19th through the 25th, and so we have tickets going on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow on hottix.org. I know I have a lot of HotTix people out there.
Yes.
So you get a bonus week for Chicago Theater Week. You get tickets for just $30, $15 or less, so there are tickets that are less than $15 as well on HotTix.
And those seats are in the theater.
Yes, absolutely.
And yes, they're not outside down the block.
They're not outside. They're not in the nosebleeds section. They're good seats, and you have an opportunity to support work across all different neighborhoods. If you haven't, seen theater outside of your neighborhood, or if there's shows that you really want to see but thought they would be too expensive, this is a great time to have an experience with the whole family.
And then they include some of the downtown shows, too.
Yeah, so we just heard My Fair Lady. I grew up watching My Fair Lady. It was beautiful. That's Broadway in Chicago, which has a lot of the movie classics coming to you. So you have Mrs. Doubtfire, Pretty Woman, Death Becomes Her. Those are all with Broadway in Chicago.
That's
down here
coming up later.
Yeah, in next week you'll be able to take part in those and buy tickets for those. Yeah,
and they're all here next week
on HotTix. Yeah. So the different theaters.
Okay, and they're in previews, some of those shows that you read a lot?
They'll be coming up in previews. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's great because those shows are typically a little more expensive than that. So that is wonderful. But, I bet that you may live in Rogers Park. You may live in Andersonville. You may live where Streeterville even, I suppose. That's not the best example. But you may live in Chicago in a neighborhood and not even know around the corner from you there's a storefront theater.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see a show today called Judy's Life's Work, and that's part of the deal here too. It's with Definition Theater. That's going to be in Hyde Park. Shout out to my neighborhood, Hyde Park.
Okay, so this is great. It's a perfect example.
Yeah.
So tell me about, without going into detail, I don't know anything about Definition Theater.
Oh, yeah. Definition Theater has been around for quite some time. Tyrone and Neil, who are the artistic director and executive director, they're bringing the theater life to the Woodlawn area. So we're really excited to welcome them to the neighborhood. They do great new work. They do work by established playwrights, African-American stories. So this particular show, Judy's Life Work, is about two siblings who have to deal with the passing of their mother. And their mother had some revolutionary medical research that she had. So they're talking about how to deal with that and also get her work out there. So it's a great show. And it's right at Revival. The Revival on 55th. They're doing their work out of there. So I know everybody in the neighborhood, that's an easy way to get around and see some theater.
But we're talking about a wide variety of shows that are in neighborhoods as well. Give me another example.
So we have An Enemy of the People is playing at St. Sebastian Players.
Is that a show about Paul Lisnick, who is clearly...
No.
an enemy of the...
It wasn't me. I didn't say it, Paul. No, but it is about whistleblowing, right? It's about what happens. This man in his town finds out that the water is contaminated after he was hired to do this research. And so it's about capital gain versus what's right in the community. So it's a very interesting story. It gives you something to debate about later at dinner.
It doesn't sound like a fun, upbeat musical show, but In the Heights at the Marriott is.
Oh, beautiful, colorful show. So much vibrant music. They have this beautiful artwork about the city of New York, and it's about Washington Heights and how the community changes. You know, we talk so much about how these big companies come into these local neighborhoods and how they change the neighborhood. And you find the stories of the people who were there, who owned local businesses, who grew up, who dreamed of having better. And so it's a really great family story about the relationships you build in community.
And that's in Lincolnshire at the Marriott Theater.
Marriott, yeah.
You know, speaking of that, so Sondheim Tribute, review, and it says Theo.
Theo Ubuque. It's up north.
Say that again.
Theo. It's just Theo now. It used to be Theo Ubuque Theater. It's just Theo. And they're up north, and we were just talking about Sondheim and all the great musicals that he brought to the theater canon. So it's a great time to listen to all of that music from the stories that we know and love from Sondheim.
Did you see the Grammy Awards and Joni Mitchell sing Send in the Clowns?
One of my favorite pieces, let me just say, in general. But having somebody who's such a legacy, it's amazing. And that's something, right? If you had the opportunity, you would want to be in the seat, feeling it and seeing it yourself. That's what we want you all to experience.
Yes. And again, there's an example. What do you know the suburb that they're in? Offhand.
Theo, you know what? I will put that on the post.
Okay.
I know they're up there. They're up there. There's at Writers too in Glencoe. The band's Visit is playing. So that's gotten.
What's that about?
It's about a musical company, an Egyptian band that lands in a local Israeli town, and they stay with the locals for the night because they can't find anywhere to go. So it's about that relationship with the locals, and they bring music and vibrancy and connect across different backgrounds. So,
and you said it has 10?
10 Tony Awards.
What?
So, you know, you have an opportunity to see all of the musicals, all of the award-winning shows right here.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing that sometimes people don't necessarily realize. And give me that price range again and tell me what the website is.
Yes. So on hottix.org, prices are just $15, $30 or less, and you'll be able to see shows through February 25th.
Yeah, that's the thing. Only through February. This is not a forever price. It would be nice if it was, but it can't possibly be happening.
Continue to support the league, and maybe we can do it more often. Support your local theater. Buy tickets all year round. Subscribe. Make donations. Our theaters and artists really need it. And maybe we can have it last a little longer.
You know, I remember I was telling you off the air before we began about 4,000 years ago, I think it was, that I covered theater. And I remember going upstairs. God, maybe someone can text me. 312-981-7200. Steve, shame on you for not knowing about the play at Writers in Glencoe. Sorry about that. Two texts about that, by the way. So shame on
Writers,
me.
I've got you. I called it out, Writers. I've got you. I got you.
No, you did. Yeah. And what was I saying here? I forgot.
A theater up there.
Yeah. So on the second story, it was a theater on Halsted, and I saw this show that I thought, oh my God, this is amazing, called Grease. And no one knew what that was. I remember going to see when I was covering local newspaper stuff, so I was pretty young, but going to see the show up in Highland Park with a new group of actors called the Steppenwolf.
Oh my gosh, so many. This is where we incubate new theater right here in Chicago. And you know, we talk about all the alumni of places like Steppenwolf, Second City, Goodman, our storefront spaces as well. And we talk about them now that they're at the height of their careers. But this is where you see them, where they're developing. And there's a magic in that, appreciation.
There was, and you knew that it was, or at least I knew, but I think everyone who saw it knew this is going to be something special. Also, general entertainment, something you can't see. I don't think there's a show like a Teatro Zanzani, which is at the Cambria Hotel downtown. And that includes dinner.
It includes dinner. And we double checked.
But not
we
for
asked
that
them.
Price.
We said, yeah. We said,
what?
Are you sure? We said, are you sure this includes dinner? We had to double check. And they were like, yeah. And so you get, I think it's a 4 or 5 course meal. You cannot beat this.
How much?
So make sure that those aren't sold out at 10 a.m. I believe this one would definitely probably be the $30, right?
Yeah, sure. But the dinner alone should be more than that.
Variety performances of these amazing artists. So yeah,
it's acrobats, it's comedy, it's like everything all in music,
You have to be there to get the feel of it.
And dinner too. It's a great time. Again, one more time, that website.
HotTix.org.
Easy enough. So nice to meet you. Marissa Lynn Jones, you are the CEO of the League of Chicago Theaters, and you are welcome here anytime.
Thank you. Glad to be here, and I hope to see everyone in the audience soon.